はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Now, if you missed it, the second, the latter, the older word has the shorter vowel.
一生懸命
Compared to?
一生懸命
The meaning of these two words is quite similar, and you could take it as to do something with your very best. As hard as one can is a good interpretation. Now, in the second word, with the shorter vowel, the original word, the character is 生, which means...
Place.
Or location. The original phrase comes from a samurai saying.
It means I will protect this one land I was given, risking my whole life, because it's a great honor to receive a land from their lord.
However, it changed as the whole feudal system was reformed and receiving land as compensation ceased to exist. Still, some people use
一生懸命
But the long vowel with the second character meaning life, is used more commonly today. Now, there's no right or wrong. Both usages are okay. And many people, many Japanese people, don't even know about this. Ah, can we say many? Some younger ones?
Yes, you're supposed to learn this in school. But, you know, we all forget.
Or just, you know, I've had my fair share not paying attention. So that concludes our little wrap-up into how this word came about. Natsuko-san, which one do you use?
I usually pronounce it 一生懸命, but use the older kanji.
When you write it?
Uh-huh.
That older kanji being the kanji for place.
一生.
Yoshi-san, how about you?
I use the newest one, 一生懸命.
With the long vowel, right?
Yeah.
In the dialogue, what do we have, Yoshi-san?
一生懸命働きます。
To work as hard as one can. Okay, next.
働く
To work.
はたらく働く
And finally we have
決まり
It's been decided.
決まり決まり
Now this comes from which verb?
決まる
To be decided. Okay, so let's run through this conversation quick and take a look at what's going on in there and get to our grammar point. First line.
今度の昇進についてですが
First we have
今度
This time Then we have the possessive particle
の
Followed by
昇進
Promotion This time's promotion is the literal translation We interpret this into upcoming promotion
についてですが
について About The upcoming promotion about Followed by
ですが
So this phrase is commonly used when bringing up new topics.Here, the
ですが
plays the role is a set phrase used when bringing up new topics. So this sentence actually can work without it,、
mm-hmm.
but it's much more polite to add this in.
Yes.
Kind of, you're giving people time getting ready、
mm-hmm.
for what comes next.
Yes.
Or getting ready, their mindset ready to think about the upcoming promotion. So about the upcoming promotion, like a pause, get your mindset about it, followed by
誰がいいですかね?
Who?Is good, is the literal translation. But we interpret this as, who would be good? Interesting thing happening with the particles at the end. We have two particles. First particle,
か,
indicating a question. Second one here,
ね.
So we have these two particles. Natsuko-san, do you have any idea why we would have か, ね, rather than just か?
This indicates that the speaker also doesn't have a decided idea.
And he'll be participating in the decision.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that covered it well.Okay, and this is followed by
山田さんはどうですか?
Mr. Yamada, how about? And again, we just go back to front. How about Mr. Yamada?
彼は熱心で一生懸命働きます。
He is passionate and he works as hard as he can. Now, here is today's grammar point, the te form of the copula. The copula is Natsuko-san.
です。
Now, we have here two possible sentences. The first sentence is
彼は熱心です。
And?
彼は一生懸命働きます。
He is passionate. He works as hard as he can. Now, much like English, you'd rather than simple sentences, it makes sense to put them together. And the way we can do this is with the te form of the copula, which is
で
In between those two sentences, we insert
で
And we get
彼は熱心で一生懸命働きます。
And there it is. Okay, so I think we're running short on time today. So stop by JapanesePod101.com again inside the Learning Center. We have so many things to bring everything you learn here together. In addition, inside the PDF, detailed grammar write-up. So stop by, say hi, be sure to leave us a post. Okay, that's going to do for today.
じゃあまた明日ね。
またね。